Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joaquin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Moses moves to third. Hoag moves to second. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Moses scores. Hoag moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joaquin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball 4. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Turner for a passed ball. Gutteridge moves to second. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling throws towards first. QL fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on QL. Gutteridge scores. Clift moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Lobbs for the double play. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoag, who is chasing the ball. McQuillan reaches third base with a triple. McQuinn goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for a double play. McQuillan scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick bunts for an out with unknown description. Clift moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens is walked intentionally. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of right. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Clift scores. Lobbs scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Browns. Joe Haynes now pitching. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. McQuillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. It's 8-1, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Wright is hit by the pitch. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Turner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8. And the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuillan moves to third. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Turner juggles the ball. That's an error on Turner. McQuillan scores. Gailhouse moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Browns. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Judnick strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Lobbs moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Haynes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haynes is 0-for-1 in the game. Haynes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McQuillan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gailhouse bunts for an out with unknown description. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hogue hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Appling reaches second base with a double. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Appling moves to third. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 9-2, Browns. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Turner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.